Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Brown, in for Lisa Mullins. One of the proposed state laws left in limbo at the end of formal legislative sessions earlier this week is an amendment to rein in MassHealth estate recovery. MassHealth is the state's Medicaid program. It provides health coverage mainly to people with low incomes. Many people don't know that after certain MassHealth members die, the agency moves to recoup money it paid out for their health care. It does that by filing claims against members' estates that end up in probate court. Catherine Lawless of West Springfield was stunned when she saw the letter MassHealth sent to the lawyer for her late mother's modest estate.
It basically said, you owe us $36,000. We need it in one payment, one lump sum. And if you are unable to give us this money, there will be a lien placed on your home. It kind of, you know, felt very much like someone like coming to bust down my door and kind of just try to take things from me.
Lala still lives in that same condo where she cared for her mother. We brought you her story last week. Senator Joe Comerford of Northampton sponsored legislation to restrict what MassHealth can do in terms of recovering money after patients die. She joins us now. Hello, Senator.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you here. We should say some of what MassHealth does in terms of estate recovery is required by federal Medicaid law. Some is not. Can you briefly explain the basics of that?
So the federal government, through Medicaid, requires when a person dies after age 55, that the state recoup money for nursing home stays, for home and community-based long-term care services, and for related hospital and pharmacy services while receiving nursing home or these long-term community-based care. In Massachusetts, we have added hospital stays, that's short-term, doctors, nurses, nurse practitioners, dentists, optometry and vision care, audiologists, prescriptions, durable medical equipment, behavioral health providers, home health services, hospice, physical and occupational and speech therapy, radiology, medical supplies. So all of that on top of what the federal government requires.
How does Massachusetts traditionally compare to the rest of the country in terms of how far it goes with the optional or additional Medicaid estate recovery not required by federal law?
We are one of the most aggressive states in our recovery, traditionally. That changed a bit during the pandemic, but we still are among the states that recover the most on top of what the federal government asks us to recover.
Do you know why we would do that?
Well, that's the question of the day, right? Why in the world would MassHealth want to claw back or recover, as the word is, costs from the estates of those who are among the most low income and or people who are living with chronic disabilities? These are both communities that are affected by this, I think, quite a harsh process.
Mm-hmm. Most people on Medicaid don't have estates in probate court, and most who do have modest ones, mainly consisting of equity in a home. What are your concerns about what's happening to families when MassHealth goes after that money?
Well, I got into this because of a constituent whose sister died very abruptly. That sister was caring for a disabled son. She had saved her whole life to buy a very small home. The woman was on MassHealth, although working very hard to be able to provide for herself and her son. And wouldn't you know it, shortly after her death, they received a note that they were going to have to provoke the sale of the home where this young man was living. It became unthinkable to me that this was actually happening in Massachusetts, but in fact it was.
Senator, you filed a bill to restrict MassHealth estate recovery. That legislation got bogged down, so you attached an estate recovery reform amendment to the wide-ranging economic development and tax relief bill that the legislature was considering. The Senate passed the amendment last month, but the broader bill never got out of the conference committee, and the legislative session then ended. What is the central feature of the legislation, and where does it go from here?
The central feature is actually quite simple. It just simply directs Massachusetts to do the federal minimum for MassHealth estate recovery. I'd like the federal law to be changed as well, and there are good folks in Congress working on that. but Massachusetts shouldn't add anything. This bill, in addition to having this important provision, the MassHealth Estate Recovery, has really needed and necessary direct spending and tax relief for people in the Commonwealth. So I'm very much hoping we are able to deliver that this session, along with the policy provisions like this. The amount clawed back or recovered is so small compared to the real disruption and hardship that this process has incurred across the Commonwealth. We should relieve, to the extent possible allowable by federal law, our constituents of added burden.
State Senator Joe Comerford of Northampton, thank you very much.
I appreciate the time.
WBUR reached out to the Executive Office of Health and Human Services to explain why Massachusetts goes further than many other states in efforts to recover funds from estates, but it did not answer that question. The agency's website says estate recovery is used to supplement funds available for medical assistance programs and limit the tax burden on citizens of the Commonwealth caused by rising medical costs.